in Ipswich specifically, they have a you know, an energy to power plant. So anything they burn basically keeps the heating on, or the, you know, the hospital warm. And this is where, you know, they're very guilty of incinerating an awful lot of fetal matter. So basically they're burning babies to keep the heating on, which I know sounds like a tabloid headline, but it's a fact.
Tell us a little more about some of the women that you spoke to when they realised this had happened to their own baby.
I think generally what's happened is as a lack of communication and a lack of compassion in some hospitals across the country. I think in most cases people try their absolute utmost to look after the women in these cases, but sadly in our documentary there were lots of excuses, lots of people handing out pamphlets with very misleading, namby-pamby, in my opinion, guidelines. I think that there should be more blanket policies across the country, especially in hospitals, so that, you know, the law can come down or people can be prosecuted and dealt with properly if there are so many women going through. It prolongs the grief, I think, would be my general statement on it. Mm. These women who'd already gone through so much then had so much more anxiety fighting for, you know, proper, respectful ways to say goodbye to their children. And whatever the argument, some people I know might be listening thinking, well, 7 weeks is nothing compared to 20 weeks, which is something. But to all these women, that was their baby, that was their hope in their tummy that was lost. And, you know, people have to learn to respect that. And I know that the government want the NHS to be seen as a more compassionate body. And, you know, I think Dan Poulter now advising the NHS to ban this is on the right tracks. You know, it's an incredible move coming specifically from the fact that we made this show. Mm. It just goes to show that a programme like Dispatches and, you know, giving the information to the right people means that the little people can do something about it. And to be part of that was felt, you know, amazing to know that parents in the future can now, you know, their rights are protected, their children's lives will be respected, is an incredible thing.